Welcome back to the Lolly Carter NFL Draft Show here on DK Sports Radio. I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with my friend and co-host, Dale Lolly. And it's another week. We're getting closer, Dale. We're into April. The draft is this month. Can you feel the excitement building?
Nah, not really.
Well, we got some excitement here for you guys.
I just want to get it over with so we can get back to, you know, football.
Yeah, right. Because this is what happens every year. We do thousands of mock drafts, and we're talking about this, that, and the third, and speculating and pro-daying. And then when the actual draft happens, then we start to actually see these guys start hit practice fields again. So that's going to be exciting. But today, we did a few weeks ago, we did our first team mock draft 1.0, where Dale and I alternated picks, and that led to that led to us, you know, giving us our mock draft. So this is our 2.0 team mock draft that you're going to listen to today. We're going to do like we did last time. We're sharing screens right now so Dale can see this. Dale, you see that there is a coin thing here. I'm going to hit this flip again button. When I do, call heads or tails, and then whatever it lands, if you get it right, you pick first. If you get it wrong, I pick first.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Flip it.
Tails.
You waited until it ended.
I did not.
You cheating little. No, call it while it's in the air. No, this man watched this thing. I was like, why isn't he calling it?
It's not in the air. It's on a screen.
It's on a screen, but you know what I'm talking about. All right,
it came up tails.
You know, call it. Well, before I actually click it. 3, 2, 1, call it.
It's tails.
You can't do the Jerome Bettis. No, get out of here with that. Tails. I see. You think you're slick over here. You know what? Fine. I'm calling it because you want to cheat. You just cheat and be around here. He waited for the coin to land. It said tails. I'm gonna call heads because this is gonna happen. So a flip. Heads. Yeah, I'm gonna pick first. You could have had it, Dale. You could have had it, but you wanted to cheat.
I did have it. I called the right one.
You called it after it landed.
Nobody said. No, you're lying.
I'm watching the screen. We will cut this up. I will find the video of this from Zoom. I will take it and post it, and I will show you. You cheated. You waited.
You'll say that could be manipulated. Don't give me that stuff.
I am not that good at technology. All right. Fine. We're just gonna give you the first pick. I think I had the first pick last time, anyways. So we'll just give you the first pick since you're gonna be crying about it. I want to give you something. All right. So here we go. We're using the Pro Football Network mock draft simulator. We're going 7 rounds at a fast speed. Here we go. Hitting the let's draft button. Now we're seeing the players fly off the board. Of course, you know the normal characters here. Okay, ooh, we got Dale. Since this is your pick, we have some trade offers on the board here. The Patriots are offering the 46th pick, the 96th pick.
I'm already not interested.
All right, next one. The Buccaneers want the 24th, the Steelers 24th and 87th pick, and they're offering the 32nd, 64th, and 95th pick. And then. Nah. The Dolphins are offering for just the 24th. They're offering the 36th and the 81st pick. Are any of those deals interesting to you? They are all trading back.
That one to me is the most interesting because I'm trading two picks for one and I don't have to give anything else up. But this being a – we're staying where we're at. We're going to take somebody who's on the board here.
All right, so we're going to move this because this thing is in the way.
Just reject them.
I had to move the Zoom menu thing. So I can see because it's in the way. You can't see it. Okay. All right. So now.
Okay. I'm looking here. We got Elijah Vera Tucker, but he's more of a guard than tackle, so we don't need that.
Yep.
Travis Etienne, Creed Humphrey, Zaven Collins, Greg Newsom's interesting. That's about where the interesting part ends there. Of course, Javonte Williams still available as well. Mm-hmm. Najee Harris went to the Colts. That's not happening. The Colts aren't taking Najee Harris.
They might take a running back in the middle rounds, but not.
They don't even think they're doing that. They've got their entire running back room back from last year.
That is true. Yeah, they had the Dolphins taking Caleb Farley at 18 and Devontae Smith at 6. The Dolphins would be the one team that I could see taking like a Najee Harris.
But that's fine. He's not available, so you never know. We're taking Travis Etienne here.
Travis Etienne is off the board. Dale takes him at 24. So now we're rolling into the second
round. I've warmed up to him a little bit, by the way.
I'm glad you have. I'm glad you have, because he's, yeah, I think he's a heck of a playmaker. I think that he could fit really well. Okay, we have a another trade offer from the Ravens. They want to trade back 55th to 58. Nah, not
we don't trade with the Ravens.
Yeah, you don't do that. And they're only offered really a sixth round pick next year. Bye.
We don't trade with the Browns.
Nah, yeah, yeah. Get out of my face with that. So, anyways, all right. So we're sticking with the 55th pick here. Dale has selected our running back. So now we have to look at what we want to do here. So I'm gonna look at some different positions here. Let's look at the centers. Who's the available center? So Quinn Meinerz is still available, but Quinn Meinerz has been creeping up a lot of people's draft boards. I saw Daniel Jeremiah said he's top 50 now.
Yeah, he's moving up.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Like, I want to pick him, but then I also I don't want to pick him and miss out on another guy we could get right now. Let's see, tight end. Yeah, all the tight ends that I would be find interesting are gone. All these guys are third round offensive tackles like Spencer Brown and Walker Little. Jackson Carmen's interesting, but no, we don't need a guard.
The guy to keep an eye on here too as well, Chris, if you miss out on a guy like Meinerz, mm-hmm. is go back to your guard rankings there.
Let's go all offense, center.
Or you want guard rankings. Gotcha. Kendrick Green has center capability. Really good run blocker. Quick off the ball. Ran well at the Illinois Pro Day. All that stuff. If you go to the center position, there's some guys there as well. If you go over to center, if you look at Drew Dahlman from Stanford, is a little undersized, but not a bad football player. Mm-hmm. You got some of these other guys, Manet from Penn State's not a bad developmental center. I know you like Jimmy Morrissey probably more than I do. Mm-hmm. But there's some guys there that if you want to wait here, Josh Meyer is still available as well. Center position.
Actually, yeah, I guess I scrolled down initially. So actually now that makes me much more comfortable.
And Meyer has guard center capability, as does Miner.
Right.
So I mean that's what you're looking for initially with this guy. But I don't know that any of those guys are gonna come in and start for you right away.
Mm-hmm.
I would look linebacker myself.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. And Jabril Cox looks really interesting.
He's a little overage though. He's almost 24.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I mean, there's a few.
Jamin Davis is not going to last to the 55th pick. Yeah, if he's still available here.
When you look at his specs as an athlete and just what he brings to the table, I do feel like he's going to be gone early second round. I like Pete Werner. I think he'd be a good linebacker. Dylan Moses interests me because it's like, he looks like he's a good team player, but he doesn't like flash in any direction for me. Like when you look at him on tape, it's like, well, you're solid, but there's no like one thing you're like, wow, like that. Like there's nothing that pops off on tape and makes me say, maybe. I do like Cameron McGrone.
He's kind of the same to me as Moses. So, I mean, he got his hands on no passes at Michigan last year. Like
That's true.
You're a sideline to sideline linebacker. You didn't accidentally get your hand on a pass, you know?
Right. So I'm because he's here, I know he might not, he probably won't be, but because he's here, I'm going with Jabril Cox. I'm fixing this.
Oh, I'd take Jamin Davis over him.
You take Jamin Davis over Jabril Cox?
Absolutely.
Ah, man, that's interesting. I want to find a way to get a good edge rusher too, but I'm not getting any of these guys.
Not the second round, yeah.
Yeah, your Ronnie Perkins, Carlos Basham Jr., Jordan Smith, and Rashad Weaver, all those guys. Yeah, like they're cool.
They don't necessarily fit, though.
Right. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, they wouldn't fit what the Steelers are doing. Cornerback, Elijah Molden, Kelvin Jen. Yeah. Jabril Cox or Jermaine Davis? I'm going to go with Davis. Another Kentucky dude to replace the one they just lost. I do like his athleticism. I like both of them.
I mean, he had three interceptions last year in the SEC. He's 6'4".
Yeah.
And that's 240 pounds, and he ran a 4 ran a 4.5 40, you'd be super fast at the inside linebacker position.
Right. I'll go with Davis for now. So I'm going to pick Davis here. That'll be our second round
pick. You don't have to pick who you want to pick, but that's who I would pick.
Going back and forth about this. Because that's the thing. Like, that's the other thing. When I look at tape and I like this guy and I like that guy, and then I compare notes that other people have put together, and I'm like, you know, there's always an argument for another guy. Like, that's the thing. There's certain weeks, you know, I look at someone's tape and there's a game that I come across and I'm like, you know what? I like this guy more because of the things that I saw here that he was able to put together. And maybe there's a consistent theme that I like. But I mean, I love Davis's specs as an athlete, and I do agree. I think Cox might go a little earlier, but if we get a chance to look at these guys further out, you know, and I look at them and how they fit into the Steelers. Yeah, I guess I could go with a Davis. We're gonna take this pick and then we're gonna take a quick break because we got to split this show up into two halves. When we come back, Dale will be making the Steelers' third round pick at 87 right after this. Here on the Lolly Carter NFL Draft Show here on DK Sports Radio. I'm your host, Chris Carter. He's Dale Lolly. Dale, you're up at 87 here. We got two trade offers on the table. At the 87th pick, the Texans are offering the 147th pick and a third rounder next year. That screams a no to me. The Chiefs are offering the 94th pick and the 144th pick. So you trade back, what, seven spots and then pick up, what is that, a fourth or a fifth rounder?
I think it's a fourth round compensatory, maybe.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
So this is your pick, so you get to make the call. Do any of these trades interest you, or do you just roll with what you got at 87?
I don't know who's available, but I'm sticking with what we got here, so let's go ahead and reject those.
All right, so we're rejecting. All right, so let's go back. Let's see who's available at the top of the list. Okay, so the top.
Walker Little's
still there. Dwayne Eskridge is still there. Hunter Long's still there. You already got your running backs with Kenneth Gainwell. Let's look back at those centers that we were just talking about in the last segment. So Quinn Miner still made it to 87. And so he's sitting there. That's the range, man. If they can find a way to get Quinn Miners in the third without coughing up anything to, if they can address running back at another position in the first two rounds and still get Quinn Miners in the third, that's a win for me at the center position this year.
Yes, yeah, Kendrick Green still available as well. The guard position.
He is. So who would you take in that situation? Also, is there any other position you would want to scope out before?
Well, I'd like to look at that offensive tackle position again.
So Walker Little from Stanford, Deontay Smith from East Carolina, James Hudson from Cincinnati. So Walker Little, I think, an underrated tackle in this draft class.
We just don't know much about him because he basically hasn't played in 2 years.
Yeah, that is very true. But the things I did see of him were, and
he tested well at Stanford's pro day. You know, he's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Developmental tackle, that's the pick.
You're picking Walter Little?
I'm taking Walker Little. I don't even have to think about it.
Over Quinn Miners and over Kendrick Green.
Yep. You take the tackle over the interior lineman.
Dang. So is BJ Finney your starter then going into the year?
Yeah, and I think he will be regardless.
Oh wow.
If you get a center here, then maybe that's, you know.
Let's see who that is. So Quinn Miners is now off the board. We're at 128 here in the fourth round. Yeah. So we got two picks in this fourth round coming up. There's
128, 140.
Right. So the centers available are Trey Hill, who's not bad. Trey Hill's from Georgia, Drake Jackson from Kentucky. You could still wait and get Michael Minette or Jimmy Morrissey later. Let's see what other options are here.
Kendrick Green still available?
No, he's long gone. We're down to Aaron Brooks.
Are you sure? Scroll down a little bit to make sure. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's gone. Let's see what the other teams. Ooh, the Patriots got James Wiggins. I like him as a safety. And they got Kellen Mond. Dang. Patriots getting busy here. Ramondre Stevenson went to the Giants. Joe Tryon went to the Broncos. Dwayne Eskridge is a Falcon. Dang. Dwayne Eskridge with Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley. That's a problem. Interesting. Okay, so let's scroll back down here. All right, let's see what else we got here because we already got our off-ball linebacker. We already got our running back. Let's look at some of these edge rushers.
Still need corner help.
Yeah, yeah, and then these guys are all – I'm not even going to try to pronounce this dude's name from Notre Dame. Well, you know what? I'm going to try.
Ogundeje.
I was going for the first name. Ogundeje is the easy part.
He's Addy. Addy
Ogundeje. Call him Addy. here's my Addy Tacumbo. Oh, that's not bad. Look at that. Look at me. Look at Adetokunbo. Ogundeje. Look at that. Look at that, man. Shoot. I'm a bad dude. So, yeah, cornerback here. We got Keith Taylor from Washington, DJ Daniel from Georgia, Rodarius Williams from Oklahoma State has a little bit of interest in me, but none of these guys. Let's look at safety. Tyler Gillespie, Sean Wade, Jamie and Sherwood, DeMar Hamlin's still there.
Sean Wade's an interesting guy.
Yeah, because he would be a projected big slot corner type.
He would be your big slot. He was outstanding there.
Yeah.
2 years ago for Ohio State, they moved him to the outside last year, and he wasn't quite as good. But
right.
My goodness, if you put him in the slot, now all of a sudden your defense looked pretty solid.
Right.
Potentially.
That's right. And that's where I'm looking at. Cause he's also a guy, he could drop back and help a little bit.
He can also be a free safety too. But, you know, that's what they don't have. They've got right. strong. They don't have a backup free.
Right. And that's why in a lot of my mock drafts, I look at James Wiggins right here. Now, he's gone to the Patriots. Wiggins has that range that he looks very comfortable attacking the ball as a deep safety. So, man, Sean Wade, that's an interesting pick here because, you know, I look at him and we're talking about Mike Hilton and the Steelers losing him. And this guy wouldn't be Mike because he's 6'1", he's 195. So he could take on tight ends a little bit better. He could tackle a little bit harder. Yeah, I'm going Sean Wade. I'm getting that slot cornerback out the way and also helping at safety, knocking out two spots with one. Okay, we're down to 140. We have a trade offer from the Bills saying they'll give you the 161st and 174th pick for the 140 pick. Do you accept that offer, Dale?
No, we're picking.
We're picking. All right, let's go back to the all to see the top players available. So we got Keith Taylor, cornerback from Washington, Trey Hill, center from Georgia, Anthony Schwartz, wide receiver from Auburn, Aaron Banks, the Notre Dame guard, DJ Daniel at cornerback, Garrett Wallow. Well, we already got our off-ball linebacker. Drake Jackson's still there. Is there any position that you're targeting right now?
I mean, we still need an interior offensive lineman, which would be good. Of course, tight end is one that you could use as well. But let's see here. You could also use an edge still. Let's see what's available at the edge position. And we got some interesting guys here. Ellerson Smith's interesting. Shaka Toney's Shaka interesting.
Toney. Yeah, Shaka Toney this late would be interesting to me. Chauncey Galston.
Patrick Johnson. His testing was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like those guys. Let's take Shaka Toney.
We're going with Shaka Toney. Dale Pickett, someone from Penn State. What? What? That's
crazy. I'm taking the productive linebacker from Penn State. Somebody else can have Owa, who had no sacks and tested like crazy. Good for him.
All right, and then we go through the fifth round. The Steelers have no fifth round pick, and so now we're in the sixth round at 216. So now
Patrick Johnson was still available. He's not going to he won't last that long.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Jonathan Cooper is interesting there as well, but yeah,
right. Let's see.
Now we can do a lot of different things here. Yeah.
Let's see who's available on offense. So Trey McKitty's gone. So yeah, I'm not digging any of the. Any of the tight ends.
Jack Anderson, you go back to your guards for a second. Mm-hmm. Jack Anderson has center from Texas Tech. He's a guard center as well. He's an interesting guy.
And that's the one thing. I don't think we've addressed the interior offensive line yet with our picks, have we?
We have not, no.
We skipped on Miners and Myers, and then we didn't. I didn't get any of like the dude from Kentucky or Georgia. So that is an interesting point addressing it there. But I'm looking on defense and getting a Patrick Johnson to help on the edge. I know I've already gotten Davis at linebacker, but you know,
we just took an edge, Joe.
Yeah, that's true. But do you double up late and edge? Cause they still need another presence there. I'm not sold on Cassius Marsh being the third or even fourth option on the team. And then I know we took a linebacker early, and I know they signed Spillane, but a Justin Hilliard, I like him in a special teams role, so that would be interesting. I really like Jason Pinnock as a throwaway seventh-round pick, like way down here at like 254 if he's around, because he tested well, he's big, and he again, seventh round's a throwaway pick. And really, it means where we're at in the sixth round's also a throwaway pick. But
not if you're doing it right.
Not if it's true. Yeah, we could find Antonio Brown down here.
Like, I like a lot, you know, I would be more inclined to double. If I'm going to double up at a position this year, I'm doubling up at running back. because you're going to 17 games this year, and you
true.
Just drafting one doesn't necessarily fix your what is the worst running back room in the league.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, and we've seen other teams do. I mean, the Packers did that with their running. You know,
AJ Dillon.
4 years ago, they drafted three running backs, and Aaron Jones was actually the second running back that they drafted. Now, so obviously, we took Travis Etienne. Do you want a pounder to go with him? That's the, you know, that, do you want a bigger guy to go with him? So, you know, I look at some of these guys. Elijah Mitchell's not that guy,
no.
But man, he tested well and he runs hard. Chris Evans from Michigan is interesting.
Yeah, he's a guy, because that's the thing. Benny Snell isn't your power back of the future. I think he's here as long as his rookie contract lasts out. Evans is interesting.
Garrett Dokes out of Cincinnati to me is interesting as a big back. He's like 6'1", 230, a big downhill runner. So there's some guys there that I like. I still think we need to address that interior offensive line.
I feel guilty, you know. not addressing it, because we've been hyping up, like, you know, all these guys they could do it with, and there is Jack Anderson,
and we keep passing on them.
Centers are gone.
So I mean, to me, Anderson's the best center type guy. You know, do you want to? Now we're using their rankings.
Right.
But they, you know, we're picking at 216. They have Jack Anderson rated 222.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right in this area. It's your pick, though. You do what you want to do.
I think I'm going to go with Jack Anderson. Like, this would be a great time to see if one of those Jimmy Morrissey types fell this far, but he is long gone. The next ranked centers are like the 346th best prospects.
Right.
So we're staying away from that. So we're going to go with Jack Anderson of Texas Tech. And then we're heading into the seventh round. So at 245, you are up there. Let's see what we got.
I'm up.
We got Ben Mason from Michigan.
They list him as a running. He's a fullback.
Yeah.
And he could even play some tight end. He's like 6'2", 245.
Mm-hmm.
Really good blocker. I mean, he is a football player. I think Steeler fans would love him.
Yeah,
I just don't know how they would use him.
Right, because they also already have a fullback on the roster. Now, I'll tell you, Kyrus Tonga from BYU, that's been my typical Steelers draft the oversized defensive tackle in the seventh round guy whenever I do these mocks, because he's big. He doesn't have a lot of things put together, but the prospect of, if you could get this guy to become a worker, he'd be a solid seventh round pick that could push Carlos Davis and Isaiah Bugs and all those type of guys in this training camp. So that's a guy that I've looked at. Des Fitzpatrick, you know, he was a big play receiver for Louisville, but, you know, didn't really put it all together. So there's a few interesting. Let's look at the other running backs, as you were talking about them. Chris Evans is still on the board with Ben Mason. So
that's interesting. What about the tight end position?
Tight end position. We got Pro Wells from TCU, Sean Beyer from Iowa, John Bates from Boise State, Tony Polan from Virginia, and Matt Bushman from BYU.
Dylan Soner's interesting there too. He's a 6'7", 272-pound tight end.
Size counts.
Yeah. Luke Farrell out of Ohio State's a pure blocking tight end that ran well at their pro day and tested well. There's some guys there. Bates is interesting. And the kid from BYU tested like crazy. He's already 25. Mm-hmm. But it's a seventh round pick, so I'm not necessarily drafting here for longevity.
Yeah.
And he tested well. Mm-hmm. There's some interesting dudes there that I look at and say, okay, that might be an interesting. Poljan's a former quarterback, so you get kind of the Heath Miller type guy there from the same school.
The Commodores. I think they're Commodores. I forget what they are.
What about the cornerback position again? Let's take a quick look at that.
Okay, we got Shane Buechele from SMU.
Cornerback.
I was like, okay, if we want to go there, all right, cornerback. But Jason Pinnock's still on the board, baby.
Brian Mills, Sean Jolly, like those guys. Rashad Wild Goose is a nice another slot type guy. Because you could use two, really.
Yeah, you could, because I mean, you're also using another guy to challenge for depth here, because you need to find someone who can jump in.
If Wade is
a slot,
but also a slot safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could use another guy there that Mills and Jolly both have good length. There's some ability there as well. I based on what the Steelers have on their roster though, right now, I'm going to go tight end here.
Tight end.
And we're going to go for which one do I like the best? Let's take a flyer here on Matt Bushman.
Matt Bushman, BYU.
More of a finished product. He's 25, so he's already got his man strength.
Yeah, that's fine. So I get the last pick at 254.
You got the last pick.
I'm going to go defense. I'm going to go back to that corner. I like Jason Pinnock, man. He tested well. He knows what it's like to be on an island. He's a good special teamer. He has the length of – he has a good length at 6'2". And Cornell Powell, one of the receivers from Clemson in this draft, he was like, he was asked, who's one of the toughest cornerbacks you faced? And he named two, and Jason Pinnock was one of them. So I'm going to make the pick here at 254. So that's the last pick. All right. And so our draft is complete here. We made no trades. We kept it simple. Reviewing our picks, we got Travis Etienne at 24, Jamin Davis at 55 from Kentucky, the linebacker, Walker Little, offensive tackle from Stanford, Sean Wade at 128 for a safety from Ohio State that'll fit at the slot corner, Shaka Toney, edge rusher from Penn State at 140, Jack Anderson, the guard from Texas Tech at 216, Matt Bushman, the tight end from BYU at 245, and the last pick at 254, cornerback from Pitt, Jason Pinnock. That's a solid. We addressed several issues the Steelers have right there, Dale, and I think that would be an interesting addition to the current roster.
Yeah, I mean, we hit all the needs, maybe not in the order that some people would do it, but I think the Steelers like their offensive line
better than most people.
Better than most people, outside people do.
Yeah,
I know for a fact they like B.J. Finney as a potential starter at the center position. They've liked him as that for a long time, because he's smart. He knows the system.
He does.
They're like 13-1 when he starts or something ridiculous like that.
That's crazy. I hadn't even thought about looking something like that up. That's
yeah. So, I think, that's something that you can look at there. Walker Little there at the offensive tackle position is a nice, developmental athlete, a guy that hasn't played in 2 years because he opted out and then was hurt the year before, but he was one of the top rated offensive tackles. If you look back 2019 and people were projecting this draft, Walker Little was a first round draft pick based on, on his play. Jamin Davis again is a really high upside linebacker who can give his production now. And Sean Wade again, a high upside guy along with Shaka Toney. I think we did fine there.
I think we did too. And the other thing is about like Deshaun Wade's and the guys, you're not asking a dude to step in on the defense and lock like a side of the field down. You're going to be playing in a defense that has Joe Hayden on it, that has Cameron Sutton, that has TJ Watt and Cam. Like there's all sorts of assets who are going to be on the field to kind of keep things in. So they'll be able to say, hey, rookie, do this one thing and keep their roles simple enough so that they're not being asked to step outside of themselves too much. So I really think a Sean Wade would really fit interestingly there. And then of course, the first pick, Travis Etienne, he's a playmaker running back. He's got the home run speed. He can catch out the backfield. I like the stuff that he brings. It is just a priority. It is an absolute priority for the Steelers to get one of those top three backs. I know there's some people out there that love Kenneth Gainwell. They saw Chuba Hubbard's 40 time. But to me, those guys, those are maybes. I feel like if you get an ATN, a Harris, a Williamsdale, you're saying that's definitely the guy who's starting day one next year at running back.
Yeah, and that's what they need because that's the one position on the team, on the roster. If you look at it, they don't have anybody who's starter capable.
Right.
They don't have a starting capable running back right now. They just don't.
And that's something that they absolutely need if they want to balance the offense, stop it from being last place like it was last year, and get them going in the right direction. So, again, our picks, ATN, Davis, Little, Wade, Toney, Anderson, Bushman, and Pinnock, addressing several needs there. What did you guys think of our mock draft? You can comment on the, we have an article that's always posted with one of these podcasts on the website for dkpittsburghsports.com. Let us know what you think. Tweet at us. We'll be tweeting this episode out when it publishes. So we hope that you're having a positive weekend. Happy Easter to all those who celebrate it. We will be back in your ears later this week when we start talking more about the Steelers and maybe some more moves that they've made in free agency. But until then, Chris Carter and Dale Lawley, thanks for listening.